our Sustainable Community Voices, a monthly interview, well, putting the topic of sustainability to the forefront. My next guest here to talk about what he knows, and I'm glad that you are here, Jason Kehrer. Good morning to you. That's K-E-H-R-E-R, as we are going to talk about design thinking. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. Share your formal title and your formal role.
Sure. So I lead the innovation group for a company called Newell Brands. So I'm senior manager of innovation with our advanced design and ideation group. So it's a bunch of words that sound really fancy. Newell Brands is one of those companies that a lot of people have never heard of, but we make just about everything you use. And so we have about 20% of a Walmart is our products, which is kind of crazy. But we make everything from Sharpie markers and Papermate pens to Mr. Coffee makers and Rubbermaid food storage and a little bit of everything in between. So big consumer products group. And along with that, I lead a small nonprofit called New North based out of Holland, Michigan. And we are dedicated to bringing the conversation around design thinking, innovation, creativity to the forefront for lots of different people and lots of different kinds of organizations.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yes, our topic today is design thinking and how that contributes to sustainability. So first of all, let's talk about it. There it would be a design thinking definition and how businesses apply. But before we get into that, can you share the, I guess that answer to that question, what is design thinking?
Yeah, I think it's one of those terms that floats around a lot right now. And it sounds a little intimidating. I think there's this element of design that sometimes comes across accidentally elitist, but realistically, design thinking is all about the mindsets to solve problems in a really holistic, clever way. And it's no secret that the world we're living in is pretty complex and only getting more complex. And design thinking, yeah, there's some tools that go along with it, but it's more about the mindsets. It's about being curious. It's about having empathy. It's about understanding the people in a really complex system. And it's about applying that in a really disciplined way to solve problems.
Cool. So is there an example of a local company you can share when it comes to how businesses apply?
Sure. So, you know, I think a lot of businesses, large and small, have this, they've innovated, they've come up with lots of interesting things or products and services, and then they're trying to figure out, well, what's next? And we work a lot across multiple sectors, from small business and large business, but then municipal and nonprofits and education as well. And the common thread across all of them is we have a really changing world, and how do we keep up with that? So at Newell, you know, what we our design center is located in Kalamazoo, and we were working on a product called Papermate InkJoy, which is a fantastic little pen. And really, by understanding where the users were at with that, people that actually use pens, finding that smearing ink is one of those things that's a really big deal. And so we focus a lot of efforts into trying to figure out the way to make ink not smear as much. So kind of a silly little problem, but actually a big thing as well. And so a disciplined approach to understanding where those users are at, and then solving it's the easy part. Coming up with the ideas and the technology and the design around that, that's easy once you know what the real problem is.
That's great. Let's have you share the mission of New North.
Sure. So New North started back in 2010 when kind of in the outgrowth of 2008 when everything was just not quite where we wanted it to be from an economic perspective. And we said, you know, what could we do to help West Michigan get back on its feet to build more robust organizations and try to push them forward with creative thought, with skills around innovation and design thinking, and trying to help different companies. We had about 160 different people come through a 30-week training program and worked with hundreds of other small and large companies in West Michigan to help them think about how to organize their teams, how to solve problems differently, and how to do that together as on behalf of kind of the economic community of West Michigan.
New North now also, I see, focuses on working with K-12 schools. Tell us how that works and maybe a school and a result.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I think as businesses as a whole kind of embrace design thinking, we saw that design thinking can work really well in the nonprofit and the education sector. So we've worked with a lot of different schools, from Holland Christian and Holland Public to Godfrey Lee Public Schools, and we've worked with a group called K-Connect in Kent County, thinking through how to make education relevant for the future, knowing that the world's changing quite a bit. Education's done a really fantastic job overall, but we have a responsibility to think about that. So we've done a lot of work with Godfrey Lee, where we've had folks, teachers and principals and superintendents, getting out into kids' homes, talking with parents, trying to build true empathy, not just sympathy, but actual empathy, and then realizing the needs behind that and applying that to come up with some cool solutions to push it forward.
Let's have you also talk about how design thinking applies to a community.
Yeah, so we've had a really great relationship here in Holland with the Holland Department of Public Safety. And so that started with the police and fire chief coming through our program. We've had a number of different officers within the command staff in the Holland Department of Public Safety. And when we had our first person come through, it was the chief, and it was right when Ferguson was happening. And really trying to apply design thinking to understand a complex organization and community, and helping to bridge that gap between the community and, in this case, the police force, knowing that it can be tense and there's a kind of an equity bank that you have to build up, where knowing that even if things are great, you have to pull from that at some point when something might go south. And so really trying to help the police and fire department understand the community differently. In the case of the fire department, looking at their customer, somebody that was, it sounds kind of funny, but somebody that uses their services is somebody that had a house fire, for example, and looking at what happens when the house fire is done. Fire department packs up and leaves, but what happens to that person? And they realize there was a huge opportunity just to provide a little support right after the fire was done. Here's who to call. Here's how to, just some very basic things, but just a little bit broader experience that they can provide.
Providing a conversation as we speak on behalf of our Sustainable Community Voices, Jason Kerr, Managing Director of New North Center for Design and Business and Senior Manager Innovations, Newell Brands in Kalamazoo. Oh boy, how can design thinking contribute to a sustainable community? That's a very important question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sustainability is one of those funny terms as well. It means so many different things to so many different people. We have a responsibility to be sustainable in our approach to workforce development and talent attraction and retention. That's how we drive healthy businesses and healthy communities. And then within product design and manufacturing practices, how we're responding to a changing environmental picture. Those are really, really complex problems, talent attraction and retention, and then you think about wise green design. Both of those are complex problems that need curiosity, they need imagination, they need empathy and understanding, and that's what design thinking is all about. So by applying those mindsets and helping teams think in that way, my hope, my dream is that we can see some of those problems start to be solved in more clever and unique ways.
So let's talk in finale about Newell's Design Center in Kalamazoo.
Sure. So, you know, it's kind of funny to have 120, 130 designers concentrated in Kalamazoo. When we go around the world, they go, Kalamazoo, is that a real place? And so we have a 40,000 square foot design center on the campus of Western Michigan University. And it's a combination of usability, it's graphic design and industrial design, along with our innovation group. And we work on all of the different brands within the Newell portfolio. It's one of the largest concentrations of designers in one building that we've been able to find anywhere, which is pretty cool. About 30% of the workforce came from West Michigan, and 70% were hired in from around the world. We're in the process of expanding over the next year with another 40 or 50 seats coming in. So really cool. A lot of great design talent here in West Michigan and in Michigan as a whole. And it's a really fun facility to be a part of.
Great. So anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think this is a really important conversation. I'm glad to see it taking place. I think, you know, there's a lot of curiosity around design thinking in general and human-centered design. I think the piece of it is you've got to remember there's lots of people in the system. There's lots of people that you have to understand and really get to know before you can solve a problem well. That's the whole core of it.
Right. How do we get in touch with you, Jason?
Sure. Yeah, you can email me at jason.kerr, K-E-H-R-E-R, at newellco.com.
Easy as that. Jason, thank you on behalf of our Sustainable Community Voices. Take care on behalf of New North and the many hats you wear.